From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. After a six-month delay, the war crimes trial of former Liberian President Charles Taylor resumed this week in The Hague. He's accused of financing and backing rebels responsible for a litany of atrocities during the civil war in Sierra Leone. NPR's Ophabia Quist-Acton has our story.
A quick history lesson. In December 1989, Charles Taylor launched a rebellion in Liberia, a small West African country settled by freed American slaves back in the 19th century. Liberia's western neighbor is Sierra Leone, and it's in Sierra Leone that Taylor stands accused of masterminding and bankrolling the savage civil war in the 90s. He was driven out of office in Liberia into exile in 2003 with an indictment for war crimes issued by the UN-backed Special Court for Sierra Leone. 2 years ago, Taylor was captured and imprisoned to face those charges, all of which he denies. Fast forward to 2008.
The Special Court for Sierra Leone is sitting for the resumption of the trial in the case of the prosecutor versus Charles Ganke Taylor, Justice Julius Ebutinde presiding.
Charles Taylor's trial was transferred to The Hague because of lingering security concerns that holding it in Sierra Leone could again destabilize West Africa. On the second day of the trial, the prosecution's second witness was a pastor, Alex Tambate. Speaking through an interpreter, he gave harrowing testimony. One horrific account was of a group of child soldiers, known as the Small Boys Unit, who got hold of another youngster and indulged in the Sierra Leone rebels' trademark torture tactic of mutilation.
They had to put his right arm on a log. They took a machete and amputated it at the wrist. The boy was screaming, shouting, asking them, "What have I done that you are doing this to me?" They took the left arm again and put it on the same log and sliced it off.
Then the boy's legs were chopped off, but the boy rebels still hadn't finished with him.
They were swinging the boy. They threw him over into a toilet pit. I was there, I saw it myself. The boy was screaming, shouting, crying.
The pastor was then taken to a rebel camp where he reports hearing women being terrorized.
The women, at night, they used to force to have sex with them. Sometimes you hear them scream. They used to use those women as sex slaves. You know, these are the things that happened.
While the former Liberian leader's defense team does not challenge such evidence, it questions why this has been presented in court, that it simply plays on emotions instead of dealing with the specific indictment. Charles Taylor's lead counsel, Courtney Griffiths.
Of course, it's part of the overall picture of events in Sierra Leone that atrocities were committed. Nobody's denying that. Mr. Taylor isn't denying that. But the fact of the matter is, when one looks at the issues on the indictment, ask yourself the question, why is this material relevant?
Charles Taylor's defense attorneys insist the focus should be proof directly connecting these graphic testimonies to their client. The same, they say, goes for conflict diamonds. The first prosecution witness, billed as a diamond expert, traced a link between blood diamonds, as they're called, mined in Sierra Leone and allegedly used by Charles Taylor to finance the twin wars in Liberia and across the border in Sierra Leone. During cross-examination, the defense has tried to undermine prosecution witnesses, pointing to alleged inconsistencies and questioning their expertise. Charles Taylor's trial in The Hague could last for up to 2 years. Ophabia Quist-Acton, NPR News, Dakar.